27. I go to return to my seat. The back of my shirt is so soaked, it's on me like a second skin. I see Addie and Joe smiling up at me, and the skis gives me a thumbs up. And I am thinking, I did it. It's over. I'm so relieved. I don't even hear the clapping and cheering at first. It's Ms. Wyman's hand on my shoulder, and her voice in my ear saying,
"Well done, Bobby."
That wakes me up to the fact that the place is going nuts. I turn back, and what I see are all these kids I go to school with, a lot of whom have called me the names I've just been talking about, slapping their hands together and cheering, making woo-woo noises, and circling their fists in the air like I just made the winning touchdown. I think I must be dreaming. I tried to find Kelsey out there, and my dad, but I can't see either of them. I do spot Deshaun at one point, whistling with his two fingers in his mouth, and next to him is Tandayala Charisse Dupre, not showing much of anything on her face, but putting her two hands together with some powerful kind of belief. There is a lot I want to tell you at this point, how everybody all of a sudden jumps up out of their seats going, "Bobby, Bobby, Bobby," how the next day we win the election by a landslide, how nobody ever gets called a stinking name again, and how anybody who loves anybody gets loved back. But if I told you those things, I'd be lying. Happy ever after only works out in stories, not in life. Leastwise, not happy the way you think it should be. For my money, this story does have a happy ever after ending, but it isn't the kind that's got anybody chanting, "Bobby, Bobby, Bobby." What happens is this. After a minute or so, Mr. Kiley steps out onto the stage and gets everybody quieted down. He congratulates all the candidates on our excellent speeches and wishes us all luck. Then he tells everybody to proceed in a civilized fashion to our next period class. Life goes on. On stage, we are all talking at the same time, congratulating each other. And while I am still trying to figure out what I should be saying to everybody else, they are all telling me that I gave the best speech ever, and they act like they mean it. Even Brittany. Colin says pretty much the same thing everybody else does, but then he comes back and tells me,
"Thank you."
Like I have given him some kind of gift, which, later on, I will figure out I have. As Colin turns away to talk to Addie, I see Kelsey coming up the steps to the stage. I think maybe she is looking to talk to Joe, but she has got her eyes trained right on me, and she keeps them on me until she is standing a foot in front of my face, and words start tumbling out of her so fast, I think she might tip over.
"I will tell you later what a great speech that was,"
she goes.
"But before I lose my nerve and go back to being my shy old self, I have to ask you something. Will you go to the dance with me?"
I cannot believe my ears, but I am feeling brave too. So I go, "Sure. And Kelsey, I like you a lot." To which she goes,
"I like you a lot too."
Is this a happy ever after ending or what?